Well, it's a sunny, beautiful day along the River Clyde here in the Captain's Bothy, Murph, alongside CEO Russ Smith. And Russ, I think we're both delighted with the sunshine, but I think we'd both be happy if there was ice in behind us and a game on today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think obviously the sun beaming down in Glasgow today is fantastic. It doesn't happen very often, so we've got to take advantage of these opportunities. Mind you, saying that, being in the office in a confined space, but I'm sure there'll be an opportunity to enjoy the sunshine at some point this week.
Well, like you said, the sun doesn't come out too often. Something that hasn't, unfortunately, happened too often historically is the playoff final weekend.
Yeah.
And one of the big goals, you've been around for a year and a half now involved. Mm-hmm. Your first playoff final weekend, unfortunately, we weren't there. Year two, the big goal was get to the Final Four. We did. Talk a little bit about the differences of being there just in a CEO capacity, but also then year two being there with the team there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first year, obviously taking over in the February, it was disappointing. Obviously that we didn't manage to get to the Final Four, and going down, and for me certainly to experience that as obviously as part of the organisation and having hundreds of supporters from Glasgow be part of that experience. I think all of us thought, like, what is this going to be like when we finally do it? And when we were sitting there watching, obviously, the games unfold, thinking, right, okay, next year we absolutely need to be part of this. And when we sat down at the start of the season and we're developing our strategy in terms of the goals and objectives for the whole season, being part of playoff final weekend was absolutely set in stone, and I was delighted, absolutely delighted that we managed to get there. It was a key part of some of the decision making that went into obviously last year. There was an absolute belief within the squad and within Mike and the team that we were going to get there, and I was just absolutely delighted for him, for the organisation, for the owner, for the team off the ice, and absolutely for the boys on the ice that we managed to get there. And we got so close. And the big difference for me really was the way that the Purple Army absolutely exploded onto Nottingham. It was, I've never seen anything like that or experienced anything like that before in my life in terms of sport, and I've experienced quite a lot in sport. But the way that they embraced the occasion and literally grabbed it by both hands was amazing. I mean, the walk down from the Wetherspoons down to the Motor Point Arena was something really special, and everybody who organised it should be really proud of that. I mean, that was absolutely not a club organised event. It was a supporter organised event. It was very organic. The singing, the bagpipes, the flares that were going off. I think it set the tone for the weekend. And honestly, I could not have been prouder.
You've got the hairs on my neck standing up because I've asked Risky and Mass. I even asked Devin Sidoroff, the bagpipers, the flares, the drums. They were all blown away. Yeah. A little bit different than playing in the Coast or whatever, where the fans are passionate, sure, but I don't know if there's many marches through the streets of an East Coast Hockey League team in a playoff semifinal. It was magnificent, but it shows you again how much the Purple Army get behind the team. They come out en masse when you're not there at the Final Four, and then when you are there, like you said, that's a great adage. They explode onto the scene. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Purple Army, because again, this offseason, the season tickets go live, and again, 2,000 mm-hmm. Members of the Purple Army step up to the plate again.
Yeah, I mean, again, we absolutely do not take that for granted. I think what was fantastic is that we sold out within record time. Everybody really excited, clearly, about what we are aiming for next year is to be higher up in the league, to be a lot more competitive, and to get back to Nottingham and to go that one step further. I was honestly like the support that we have, and it's palpable when you're in this building. I mean, the game against Belfast, the hostile environment that was created for the opposing team and the support that was there through, obviously, the OSCE activation with the clap banners. It was just amazing, like absolutely amazing. The Purple Army TIFO, like it was great. So it's fantastic, amazing support.
There's a couple of nights I remember well. I mean, long before I was involved at the club level, when the Champions Hockey League was on one of Mickey's networks, Premier Sports and Free Sports, the Brayhead Clan beat Ingolstadt here in this building in the Champions Hockey League. And I remember saying to our colleague, Jerry McLaughlin, this is as loud a building as I've ever heard for this kind of size. I mean, maybe if you're in a 25,000 seat NHL arena, it's different, but this is the loudest building on that night beating that DEL team in the Champions Hockey League. And it was louder when Whistle didn't score on the penalty shot and we knew we were through. I mean, the joy amongst people that have been season ticket holders for a decade, the joy yep. amongst people who are new on the scene, you said it there, it's palpable. And this is a special place on nights mm-hmm. like that. And with the recruitment and with the coaching staff and all that in place and the way it's going in the offseason, you'd like to think there's many more special nights ahead.
100%, and that's our job. So our job is to be able to develop and create the strategy that is going to deliver more success and more nights like that here at Brayhead Arena. I think as well, like over the last 16 months, we've identified that we absolutely do need more hockey minds and hockey experts within the building. And we've restructured to be able to do that. And obviously we're bringing Zach in, bringing Steve Burnstall in, Adam Walker, and then obviously Mike Sarant. We've got a really solid coaching team there in place. We've literally doubled the numbers in terms of coaching staff, which is great. And I'm really, really excited about what this season is, what we're going to do this season on the back of having that structure in place.
That's a really good point. Those are four very good coaches with various experiences in the league.
Absolutely.
And broader, so important. And so those four guys recruiting from a coaching philosophy standpoint, from the whole outlook of how we take the next step, so important. I mean, it doesn't matter what league you're in or what sport you're in, the more, whether it's football people or ice hockey people you have in the building, so important, because there's heated debate about players.
Absolutely.
I was just on a call there about a goalie. Like, those things are healthy, because usually it means that everyone's passionate when you're having those debates about recruitment and coaching philosophy. So you just said that there are four very good coaches. That's a really good asset to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's four very clear, four minds that have an understanding of the clear objectives that have been set by themselves and by the organization. And that for me is massively exciting and will allow us to be able to take the next step. We've never had that structure. The clan has never had that structure. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens next season.
Well, kudos to ownership, Michael O'Rourke. Again, 100%. Like you said, we've basically doubled the number of coaches, the hockey IQ doubling, as it were. I mean, let's also talk about when players see what's going on here. I mean, Brady Risk, really good pro, really had a good stretch run. Messner, Mike Sarant was saying, this guy's going to score some goals. He came in and scored some goals. I mean, Langan, over 70 points in all competitions. Those are three. Look, everyone who's signed or re-signed is important. But talk about those three guys, because those are three guys that I felt like new to the league with varying, you know, stretches of, we saw Risk for a little bit longer than Messner. We saw Langan for the whole season. But three important parts in the minds of all of those four coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what we were really clear on and what came out really strongly, obviously, with discussions with Mike and now with Zach and the other guys, is that consistency and continuity and bringing back a really strong core early was another objective that we set ourselves. So being able to secure guys who have made impact, your Risks, your Messners, and absolutely Langan, those were the guys that we wanted to get signed up. As the same with all of the other guys that now fill the roster spots, everybody plays a key part in delivering for this hockey club. So yeah, there are guys that that are standouts, absolutely. But what we need is we need a really solid team to be able to achieve the objectives, and I think we've made a really good start with that.
Well, an exciting player, Juho Rautanen, yep. From Finland. I'm sure Mikaeli Teppo, who's definitely our best-dressed player, is happy to have someone to maybe even defensively pair with, although he's so good with Saigo, Mikaeli Teppo. Some of these clan chats have been a lot of fun, and Teppo, I was saying to our marketing guru, Laura, he might be the most interesting man in the entire league, let alone on the team. But those sort of signings, and I think Rautanen was kind of keen to come here because he's looking and going, oh, there's guys that played in the Finnish Liga, like a Mikaeli Teppo that are there, and kudos to the coaching staff for getting that one across the line, because I think that's a really good signing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what's been really encouraging is that when Zach, Mike are now having conversations with guys to tempt them to come over, the phone is now ringing for us, you know, so it's not a case of actually having to oversell this opportunity. The opportunity is there, and I think it's really exciting for these new players that are coming into a new league for them. But I think that's also down to the level of ambition that we have as an organisation as well, is that we're all here. We want to win. Like, we absolutely want to win as an organisation. So. And that's a key part of the message. So when we're re-signing Langens, Messners, Risks, Teppos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, these guys want to win. Like, they absolutely want to win. So that, again, is a clear objective that we've all set as an organisation. And we've got the guys in place that can hopefully deliver that this year.
Well, Devin Sidorov, unfortunately, hurt down the stretch. Yeah. But how much better are we in that semi-final against Cardiff if our captain is healthy? And he is... Yeah. Going to be healthy. His off-season started basically 8 weeks before it usually would, so he's going to be in tip-top shape. So he's our captain, Devin Sidorov. Steven Saigo has been called the captain of the defense. Those two guys as well, so important to have them on those two-year deals. And both those guys, I think more than anything, you know, they love the city and all that, but you just said it there. Those two guys wanting to win, that permeates throughout the whole squad, doesn't it? When a Sidorov and a Saigo, everything is nice and all that, how they're treated, but it's about winning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my heart broke for Sid during Mike's first game in charge, obviously against Nottingham. And he is a warrior. Like, Sid is an absolute warrior. And he put absolutely everything on the line that evening. And sadly, he got a season-ending injury. Would things have been different? We would have definitely been stronger with him in the lineup. And again, but I think what's really important for everybody to know, and I know you've obviously spoken about this and spoken to Sid about this, and Mike, is the influence that Sid had around the team and around the organisation down the stretch. His influence was absolutely felt. His presence was felt because he was in the building all the time. And that, for me, is... the mark of a true leader and a true captain.
True leadership, that's why he wears the C, and despite the fact not being able to put the skates on, was still really the captain, 100%. Wasn't he? And Saigo wore the C, and he, you know what, Sid said that, I mean, Saigo is such a good leader, and the players all knew that. Let's talk about some of the Brit pack. I mean, so important to have Austin Mitchell-King, young, up-and-coming Brit. You got Robert Lakovic. You know, he just scored for GB the other night over there in Switzerland. And you know what? Forbesy, who can play forward defense, will do anything to win. So let's talk about those three guys, because those were key re-signings as well on the behalf of Sarant and Vanel and Burnstill, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they were keen to get the guys signed up as quickly as possible. I mean, obviously, Forbesy and Lacko, massively experienced player. Obviously, Lacko getting his 100th cap as well, so which is an incredible achievement. So we were obviously keen to get the guys signed up, and then, like you say, with Austin coming through as a really positive emerging piece of talent, he's going to have a huge season in front of him.
I think it's really nice because there's that blend of guys that have played in the American Hockey League, guys that have 100 caps for GB and 1,000 pro games, and it all weaves kind of nicely with those four hockey minds that we touched on. But then there's the off-ice staff as well, and we should talk about that because there is no off-season, and even around the building today, it's full steam ahead. Do you want to just touch on some of the cool things that are involved with the arena and sort of the work that goes into that as well?
Yeah, I mean, this arena is now 365 days a year. Which is great. Again, that's another objective that we set as a from the wider organisation perspective, and it's incredibly important for us to be able to fill this building on a regular regularly, so that there is enough revenue generated to be able to support and to achieve the ambition that we have for the hockey club. So we are all very clear on how we fill the building, and that's by working very closely with event organisers, live music promoters, music agents, etc., etc. And there's a load of work that goes into that, and a lot of really interesting partnerships that we've developed on the back of that, and those partnerships aren't necessarily front-facing, but they will be absolutely fundamental to the success of the building and the wider organisation moving forward. So we've got some really interesting announcements in terms of live music coming back to Brayhead for the first time in a decade, and this is just the start. So yeah, those announcements will be coming in the next couple of weeks, and then we kick on into 2027. And there's loads of interesting conversations in terms of music, events, potentially some other sports as well. So yeah, no, we're all working really hard.
Watch this space. You know what, the signings on those sort of things, but also there's still signings to go for the coaching staff. There's a few that are close, so again, watch this space. But it's really exciting, some of the names and some of the conversations we're having, some of the video we're watching, because we're trying to help out as well. I mean, it's going to take a village to raise a child. It's a village. It's a number of people to get that silverware, and the teams that have won trophies in the last few years know that. But there's some interesting signings coming up, so again, kudos to the coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think now that we have a much bigger team in terms of coaching staff, collaboration is key, and it's been really, as I say, really exciting to be able to see that coming together. And these are the guys that are making the decisions and how we build the roster, and how we put a really exciting team together, which is going to be young, hungry, and absolutely focused on delivering success for the organization.
And it's interesting, as you mentioned, it's important to have the core back, but adding the pieces around the core to make that next step. So again, watch this space. Something that we love to talk about this time of year, because again, the ice is out, the sun is shining. We like to talk about preseason. That's pretty exciting too. A lot of the work that is going on with the preseason, it should be an exciting time.
Yeah, it's building out now, so we should be able to make some announcements on the teams who will be travelling to Brayhead to compete in a variety of different games over multiple weekends. We're really excited about facing international opposition again this year. There's just a couple of things that we need to square off on, and then over the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get those announcements out and get the excitement back amongst the Purple Army to be returning back to Brayhead in August.
It's not even June as we record this, and I think our recruitment is ahead of pace than it would have been in past years. I think the preseason is ahead of pace, and certainly those events you talk about. So it's a testament to all you guys behind the scenes, so kudos. But I also know that you've been busy. I did not know this about you at all, Russ Smith. You are a master baker. So I've been told that you make a mean tablet. So I've not had tablet before in all my time in Scotland. So I'm going to have it right here on Clan Chat. Master baker Russ Smith and his tablet.
I actually cannot believe that we are going to be.
So the reason. Tell me why you're such a good baker.
So the context behind this is that I get married in a few days' time on Saturday, and we have all been given the responsibility of making tablet, because obviously that's a Scottish delicacy, and I'm marrying somebody from over the border, my darling fiance, who's from Newcastle, and we have to basically give everybody rotten teeth at the wedding. So, yes, so this is the level of the my baking ability,
the level of sophistication of your baking ability.
For sure.
And I've not had tablet before. I've been told it's a sugar explosion,
something like that.
Well, half of my teeth are false, so they won't rot, but the others could be in peril. But it's interesting. And I assume that you are the champion in your family, or does it get better than?
No, it doesn't. We're cutting this.
It doesn't get any better than this, Russ. Congratulations on the playoff final weekend and all the success behind the scenes. More success to come on the ice. Congratulations on your wedding coming up and on the tablet for Clan Chat. Keep your eyes on all the socials, events, signings, and of course those preseason notes. Thanks for taking the time to rot my teeth and join us on Clan Chat.
No problem.